Isithombe seshumi nanhlanu. UMose uphindela enkosini. UMose wayesaba, kepha wamthemba uNkulunkulu waphindela eGibhithe. Umfowabo u-Aaron wahamba naye. Bathi enkosini, uNkulunkulu inkosi ka-Israyeli ithi kuwe, dedela abantu bami bahambe, ngoba ufuna abantu bakhe bamkhonze. Kodwa inkosi yathi, angimazi uNkulunkulu futhi ngeke ngibadedele abantwana bako-Israyeli. Emva kwalokho inkosi yabaphatha kabi kakhulu abantwana bako-Israyeli. UNkulunkulu wathi kuMose, amaGibhithe azokwazi ukuthi nginguNkulunkulu inkosi uma ngiphakamisa isandla sami phezu kweGibhithe bese ngikhipha ama-Israyeli kulo. UNkulunkulu wabuye wathi, uma uFaro ethi kuwe, yenza imilingo. Ngakho wena wothi ku-Aroni, thatha indoka yakho uyiphonse phansi phambi kukaFaro, ngiyakuphendula inyoka. U-Aroni wenze njalo, inkosi yabona amandla kaNkulunkulu, kodwa inhliziyo yayibukhune, akavumanga nama-Israyeli. Ngakho uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa amandla akhe kumaGibhithe, waphendula amanzi ababovu ukuze amaGibhithe ambe eceni komfula omkhulu iNayili. Waletha umhlambi wamaxoxo, izinyosi, isichotho ezweni laseGibhithe. UNkulunkulu wamanga, wavumela amandla emilingo yakhe isebenze, kodwa uNkulunkulu weqiniso wenza okungaphezu kwalokho. UNkulunkulu wayexwayisa inkosi ukuthi unamandla amakhulu kunabenza imilingo eGibhithe. Kodwa phezu kwalokho inkosi ayivumanga ukuthobela uNkulunkulu, nabantwana bakwa-Israyeli ayabavumelanga ukuba bakhululeke.